Hello, I'm Betty Hamill. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about pruning saws, the variety of styles, and why and when we would use one. A pruning saw is something that's very important in your gardening tool basket. Once you've exceeded the diameter of material that your pruners are able to handle, it's time to go to a pruning saw. The way you determine whether a pruning saw is appropriate to your task is that half of the blade should be equal to or larger than the diameter of the material that you're cutting. Some ergonomic design in a pruning saw allows you to insert your hand. It prevents your hand from sliding off of the saw when you're cutting, and it allows you to make a nice natural motion with your hand to make the cutting take place. A straight saw like this one is smaller and would be for smaller tasks. Some saws come with a scabbard, which make it nice for storing in your tool bucket. Keeps your hands safe when you're reaching in to grab that. Folding pruning saws are also available. And this one is particularly nice because you can take it camping with you. It's lightweight, and it also has a location that you can thread a pole into, allowing you to reach further up into a tree. This specimen is a corkscrew hazel. It needs quite a lot of pruning to keep it in size and shape for the yard. So today I'm going to remove this branch here. And what I do first is to make a small undercut to prevent tear out once I start pruning in the opposite direction. And we'll remove the saw and I'll start my downward cut. Now that you've seen how to select the correct pruning saw for the job you have, you can work smarter, not harder.